Hey everybody, what's going on? You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. How's everybody doing? This is Francesca, and I'm coming to you with topics and everything. But first, I want to send a shout out to the Vance County High School, you know, band and Color Guard. My daughter is in the Color Guard, and they had their, you know, like their pregame. You know, it really wasn't, you know, a big performance, but it was something and everything. I hope they do well, you know, on their journey on. But anyway, I want to send a special shout out to Vance County High School. Yesterday I did a special edition on it was just a sad moment. It was a girl that I worked with. Come to find out, she passed away. And she just graduated, guys, from high school, was getting ready to go to Central, you know, to fulfill her dream and fulfill her life. And, you know, her life was just taken away so suddenly. And so I just want to send my condolences again to the family and friends of Anaya Miles. So, I mean, it was a sad situation. She passed from lupus. Do y'all know lupus is a very heavy disease out there, everybody. And I mean, it's really nothing to play with. So if you have to get checked. I mean, go to the doctor, you know, find out what's wrong with your body, because no one can take care of you but you. So my condolences goes out to Anaya and her family and her friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. We'll be right back. What's going on, everybody? And we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Of course, you know, this is Francesca. And how's everybody doing out there? I'm getting comfortable now. Oh my God, can you believe it? I'm getting comfortable with this podcast. I want to talk to you about a lot of things. I just don't understand, you know. Do y'all think that mental people, you know, guys, I want your comments on this. Do you think that mental people, you know, with their status, you know, and everything that's going on with their, you know, situation, do you think that they should work? And the reason why I say that, with people with certain amount of like mental disabilities or whatever the case may be, do you think that they should work? You know, me personally, I don't know what to expect. You know, if it was me, I would be scared to let a mental person work. But nowadays you can't, that's like, they consider that as discrimination. But at the end of the day, I would like your comments on this. Do you think a mental person should work? You can hit me up on my email at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Anyway, congratulations to my girl, Shelly B. Oh my God, congratulations, Shelly. You done tied that knot, girl. Well, I hope you and your husband have a wonderful and amazing journey on your, you know, marriage and everything. So congratulations to Shelly B and her new journey to life, you know. And I also want to talk about, you know, the 25th Amendment now. Man, Trump, what is wrong with you? Can you, like, please tell me, like, what is your problem? It's like, you really don't care about life. I mean, you just get on Twitter, you just say anything that you feel. I know this is America, but you're starting to really get, like, racist about situations, you know. And I was like, oh my God, guys, it's just sad. It's very sad. Trump, he attacked the Democratic voting Jews, called himself the chosen one. The chosen one? Are you serious? I mean, you know what? Get out of here with that, because you know that we are living in tough times right now, and you come out your mouth talking about you're the chosen one. I mean, come on, really? I mean, was you dropped on your head when you were a baby or something? Or who drilled stuff in your head when you was a child? I mean, you know, I don't understand you, but anyway, guys, he attacked the Democrat voting Jews, calling himself the chosen one. Wow. You know, and I got some several tweets about the situation. And guys, if you go on Twitter, it's like hashtag 25th Amendment now. And it's like very crazy. You're the chosen one. Wow. Are you serious? I don't. Whew. Anyway, here's what some people had to say about what the hell he said. And Sue Seashell on Twitter said, because of the United States of America, we are the laughingstock of the world. You downgraded us tremendously. Liar in chief has no respect. And you know what? I totally agree with that, because like, I feel like we are the laughing joke right now. You know, at first, you know, we wasn't, but I kind of agree with Sushi Seashell with that, you know, with that tweet, because you are a liar in chief. You have no respect, Trump. You have no respect for children. You have no respect for elderly people. You don't even have respect for human mankind, you know? And it's just very sad. And Eugene W. from Twitter tweeted, the president is currently serving up several flavors of bat shit on Twitter. To me, I thought that was so hilarious, because he is serving up bat shit. He's serving up bullshit. He's serving up cow shit. He's serving up all types of shit that comes from animals, because it really doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I got some more tweeting, you know, remarks from, you know, about the Donald Trump situation. So stay right tuned. Just stay tuned, guys. And you're tuning in the Time to Talk podcast. We'll be right back. And we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. This is Francesca, of course. And, you know, I'm just tripping off, guys. I'm tripping off this Donald Trump. And I got some more stuff that he said. But if you have any question, comments, or opinions that you want to say about this episode, or you just want to send a shout out, you know, you can always email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Guys, Donald Trump, he is something. He tweeted about this situation. He said, Donald Trump, because of me, the countries have agreed to pay $100 billion more, but still way short of what they should pay for an incredible military protection. Wow. $100 billion in other countries they agreed to pay? What kind of deal you made, my friend? Well, you're not my friend. I can't stand you. But what kind of deal you made with these other people in these other countries? Please, come on now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, like, we living in tough times, guys. Like Sue Seashell said, like, you are a liar in chief. You have no respect whatsoever. I don't think you really have respect for veterans. I don't believe you have respect for military. personally, I don't think you do. You're just doing that for publicity. Okay, so anyway, like, really moving on, like, because Trump, you're starting to piss me off, you know, like, really, like, you want that much publicity to make yourself look good when you're turning around and making the situation worse, okay? So, big kudos to Donald Trump, everybody. Big kudos for making us the joke of the fucking nation. Pardon my French. But anyway, I want to send a special shout out to my homegirl Courtney on her wonderful lecture that she did the other day. I have it pinned on my Facebook. So if you want to go check that out, guys, it's Let's Talk. You know, she did a wonderful job. She gave brief description, you know, brief definition of, you know, a bond, and she gave a brief description on and definition on attachment. So guys, y'all need to go check that out, because what she said, it made a whole lot of sense. I mean, you know, it really made sense. And then also, she has a catering business, and I'm telling you guys, she can throw down. I done seen the stuff that she made on live. Oh my God, I be like sending her comments like, where's my plate? You know what I'm saying? You know, where's my plate? I mean, it looks so good. She can really cook. So big kudos to Courtney, you know, and her, you know, live on bond and attachment, her lecture. So, you know, that was really, you know, wonderful. And if you have any questions or comments or opinions, or you like my show, or if you want me to send you a special shout out, always email me. You know, I'll be there to, you know, I will respond, you know, at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. Boy, guys, it is hot. Is it supposed to rain today? I hope it do rain, because it is too daggone hot. It is like really hot, guys. Anyway, I was just, you know, I just had a wonderful time at the game yesterday. I mean, it was fun, you know. I the color guard team on my daughter, she attends the color guard team. And I'm so proud of her, because my other daughter, she's at Elizabeth City State University for color guard. And it's a wonderful thing when you have a person that's older that you can look up to as a role model, you know, so a positive role model. So, you know, to all my people out there that's just in college and, you know, striving to be the best, big kudos to you. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm very proud of my children. And to all my listeners out there that have children, you know, that's in college or whatever, you should be very proud of them too. But anyway, guys, stay tuned and we will be right back. You're tuning in the Time to Talk podcast. Stay tuned. And we are back. You are tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. Everybody, I hope that you had fun with me. And whew, I was going ham on that Trump thing, wasn't I? If you have any questions or comments, or you want to send a special shout out, you can always email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And if you want to hit me up on Facebook, you can hit me up on Facebook as well. And I'm also on Twitter. Guys, it's about time for me to sign off. But before I go, I have something to say. Don't let nobody in this world try to bring you down. If you have a dream, or if you have a vision, or whatever the case may be, do not let nobody try to bring you down. Don't let nobody tell you what you cannot do. Because when they do, that's when all the jealousy comes and the envies. So whatever you're doing, you know, I was told, how you gonna do that? How you gonna do this podcast? That's all you do. Da 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 da. It's not hitting on nothing. It might not be hitting on nothing to them, but it's sure enough hitting on something to me. Because I'm talking to my listeners out there. And I had like almost 30 listeners, everybody. So I must be doing something right. So don't let nobody bring you down. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Don't let nobody tell you what you cannot, and I mean cannot achieve. Because everybody has a dream. Everybody has a story. You know, that story can, you know, carry on from generation to generation. So don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't or cannot do. You know, you can become a doctor. You know, people gonna say, what you gonna become a doctor for? You want to become a doctor because you want to help out people. You becoming a doctor because you want to be, you want to, you know, help people, you know, the sick one. So at the end of the day, that's your dream, you know, and it's plenty of dreams. Like if you want to be a singer, you know, and you know, you always have people like, ooh, they can't sing or they can't do this, but they don't know what you can and cannot do. So don't let no one, and I mean absolutely nobody, anyone in this God-given earth tell you that you cannot achieve your goals. Don't let nobody in this God-given earth tell you that you cannot achieve a dream, because everybody has a dream. This is Francesca, and this is Time to Talk FM. Like I said before, if you have any questions, comments, or if you want to give a shout out, you can email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com, or just, you know, link up on my Facebook if you want to send a shout out, you know, post your shout outs or send me a message in Messenger. I'll be getting it, you know, all the time. So this is Francesca signing off, and to let everybody know, have a wonderful weekend and enjoy the rest of your day. And it's supposed to rain, so guys, please stay dry, you know, whatever the case may be. But this is Francesca, and you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast, and I'm signing off. See you later, guys. Adios, amigo. Come on, leche. Oh, I did that from the boomerang. Y'all remember that from the boomerang? But anyway, I'm signing off. So see you on the next episode, everybody. And y'all have a blessed and prosperous and wonderful day.